Okay, let's take a break from the news now for a few minutes for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Dance, little DJ, come on.
DJ Luis Speedy Gonzalez hosts the show Latin Jazz and Salsa on 88.5 WMNF in Tampa, Florida. He is with us now from Tampa. Hey, welcome to Here and Now.
We're glad to be invited, that's for sure.
Well, and you've got an interesting mix of music for us today, and let's get right to it. This is the Peruvian-American musician Tony Sukar, who has released a tribute album to Michael Jackson. This is his take on Smooth Criminal with Gene Rodriguez on vocals. So what do you think of what he's done here?
He did a fantastic job. He stuck to what Michael Jackson would be doing if he went into the Latin flavor. You know, Michael Jackson's music is all about American funk, soul, and jazz. So, and then he did something even better. He grabbed the legendary engineer, Bruce Sweden, and Nick Valentin to do Smooth Criminal. So that's why I picked it out. I says, the breaks, the percussion. I mean, he just kept it there. And all you want to do is get up and dance. And that's what I like, the high energy.
Well, tell us more about Tony Sukar.
Tony Sukar, his family is musicians too. I mean, his mother sings. And he grew up with that environment. So, but he looked out further and he said, you know, I got to do something different because the regular salsa, the Peruvian music, and he grabbed, and everybody asked him, why did you do this tribute? It's about the title, Unity.
Well, next you wanted us to hear Nils Fischer and the group Timbaso. This is Timbaso Llego featuring Nando Vanit.
Somos la mezcla de muchas culturas con la misma misión. Pero no te confundas, no. Porque venimos abriendo el camino que nos marca el tango.
See, now I said Timbaso Llego. He there is saying Timbaso Llego, which it depends
Spanish
on where you are exactly when you're speaking Spanish, how you pronounce those double L's.
Exactly. That's why we need the accents and everything when we write our music, and it's still a lot of people are not catching up. But here he goes. Here's a conga player who did a tribute to Joe Cuba from the old Boogaloo era back in the late 60s into the 70s. Here is a celebration and a tribute to Afro-Cuban timba with jazz and salsa dura, meaning hard salsa. And this is so unique because he's using all the Cuban musicians that are big over there. Lucrecia Changuito, Alexander Abreu, who's a big trumpet player there, and he does a lot of timba music. Julito Padron, a lot of these artists are masters in the timba. They're the ones who started it, but before, timbazo meant the actual rhythm of you hitting timbal. It wasn't a genre of music. Now it's a genre. So we have a different type of Cuban music. It's called timba.
Well, and how big is this kind of music in Europe? This guy's from Germany.
Oh, very big. Even salsa dura, which is not very popular here anymore because they don't understand. See, everybody wants an upfront, good-looking singer. And that's the way commercialism is doing with Latin music now. And that's why it's dying off little by little. Not as big as before when they first did the crossover with Gloria Estefan, the Ricky Martin. It's not that flavor anymore. So We're going back to the roots, back when in New York City and Cuba, where the actual musicians, we knew when we played a certain song, I knew what piano player is playing or what trumpet player is playing the solo. Now we're going back to the musicians, and we're giving recognition to them.
Well, let's get to another one. This is Uruguay's Federico Britos. He's a violinist. This is Dark Eyes featuring Giovanni Hidalgo. Reminds me of Buena Vista Social Club.
Exactly. Here's the Afro-Cuban beat mixed up with more of a gypsy jazz. Because if you hear the whole song, you hear the gypsy song in there, which is Dark Eyes, which flamenco was very popular, but is originally a Russian song. And that's what was so unique. He went ahead and said, okay, let's try this and play the violin of the song. He played the violin lead, and you know what that song is, and that's why that's Dark Eyes. But Giovanni starts off with that Cuban beat, and you feel it, and you want to get up and dance.
Well, and tell us more about Federico Britos.
Well, Federico Britos, he does a lot of violin music. Well, his specialty is opera and ballet. I don't get to play a lot of that on my Latin on the show because there's not too much rhythm, but now he went and jumped into this Afro-Cuban. He switched over, and that's why he called this the Hot Club of the Americas. The group, it's really an homage to the Hot Club of France. But it's a good impression of Grappelli doing and mixing into Cuban and Brazilian Red Heart and the Hot Club of France. But Miami's got it now because he lives over there in Miami. And it's great that he did this.
Well, we have time for one more, and this is by the Afro-Cuban funk group Palo. They're based in Miami. This song is called Fumando.
A Fátima no le gusta que fumen adentro del cuarto. Una vez de oler el humo, por poco le da un infarto. Y en la fiesta de su casa, mucho huelen a mí. Pues los fumadores pasan todo el tiempo en el jardín.
I gotta say, Speedy, this is my favorite one so far.
Oh, I know. It's high energy, Afro-Cuban funk. This is the new sound of Miami. So that's why they were nominated for a Grammy in 2015 and also a Latin Grammy in 2014.
Well, why is it the new sound of Miami, Afro-Cuban funk? What do you mean?
Well, because of what the commercialism is doing to Latin music over there. They think it's just, this is the Miami sound. It's not, they have to get something new for the new generation. The new generation, they know the music that's coming from Puerto Rico, what the timbas doing over there in Cuba. So we need to get a new sound from Miami. So this is it. They got together. They even did a video of all these local groups that they're doing this type of new sound. Afro-Cuban, mixing it up with a little bit of jazzed-up salsa. Not the strict salsa that we are used to, that you hear in club DJs are playing so you could dance. This is a new sound. Try to keep the salsa alive and giving a new name to salsa.
That's DJ Luis Speedy Gonzalez, who hosts the show Latin Jazz and Salsa on WMNF in Tampa, Florida. Speedy, thanks for being with us.
Always my pleasure.